This is Marketplace. I'm Kristen Schwab. Americans, generally speaking, built up a pretty good cash cushion during the pandemic. Economists at the San Francisco Fed found that by August of 2021, we collectively saved up to $2 trillion more than we would have had there been no pandemic. But now those very economists say all the extra savings are gone. So where did all of it go? Marketplace's Kaylee Wells talked to some economists about how they spent their savings and where everyone else's might have went.
Preston Moy earned his PhD during the pandemic. He was dipping into savings, and the stimulus checks he got kept him from dipping too far.
It really helped me out. I probably spent it on takeaway food when I was writing my dissertation.
Now he's a senior economist at Employ America, and he says smaller savings accounts aren't as worrisome for consumer spending as they sound, because there's an even more important factor here, wages.
And the fact that labor income growth is still strong, employment is still strong, and wage growth is still strong leads me to believe that consumption, at least for the foreseeable future, is going to be healthy.
Lots of higher income households saved and invested their money. That's what Scott Baker did. He is a finance professor at Northwestern University who says now that the savings are gone and interest rates are up, loan and credit card payments are more challenging, especially for lower income households with less financial wiggle room where the savings probably ran out months ago.
Those debt payments are going to start to bite a bit more and kind of continue to take a chunk out of the disposable income that households have.
As for one of the economists behind the San Francisco Fed research, Hamza Abdulrahman.
Hi, you bought the car.
He says that's a good reminder of the fact that savings aren't the only indicator of wealth here. A lot of households, like his, use their money to buy more non-financial assets. Think cars and houses. And that was thanks to
a low interest rate environment and some influx of cash and financial support at the beginning of the pandemic.
Those assets help people to feel wealthier even as their savings dwindle. And Abdulrahman and his co-author say the wealthier people feel, the more likely they are to keep spending. I'm Kaylee Wells for Marketplace.